Welcome to the show. This is All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez here with Mario Carrasco, a junior on the Caveman wrestling team. And I brought him in because this weekend is the state tournament for the Caveman wrestling team. And they have a really, really good shot at winning state. Mario is ranked 2 currently, but from what it sounds like, he really enjoys this underdog kind of title. Is that true?
Yes, sir. I kind of like being the underdog just because it gives you that little bit of fire, you know. And being that I lost to the number one seed earlier in the season, it's kind of just, you know, revenge, you know. That's what I like about it.
So apart from trying to do things like winning your own matches, what else do you bring to your team, like as far as maybe motivation goes or leading goes?
You know, being a leader is a big part of the Caveman wrestling team. We have a lot of leaders on our team, not only myself, but many others. And giving the eighth graders and the younger guys that confidence, you know, that they're rolling with the best kids in the room and knowing that they can go out there and win the match.
Do you guys do anything in particular to help maybe intimidate other teams as you walk in or as you get warmed up or anything? Does anything like that kind of take place whenever you guys get started?
I wouldn't say that we try to intimidate. It's more of they know our name and they know like who we have on our team and they know what we're capable of. So it's not so much that we're trying to. They kind of just are already intimidated.
So you guys are always – I know that I talked to Coach Salcido and he said that you guys work on the little things to, you know, get loose, get ready, you know, yes sir, no sir, polite. You guys clean up the wrestling room, do all the little things. But I wonder, how did you get started in wrestling in the first place?
You know, when I was younger, I used to do football, baseball, all kinds of other sports. But there was something different about wrestling. You know, I just liked the hard work that you have to put into it. And, you know, the fact that it's just you out there, you know. It's not, oh, we lost because of him or her, you know. It's more of a you lost because it was your mistake, yourself. You know, you had nobody else to blame. That's probably the major thing that I like about wrestling. And then another thing, too, is my dad was a big wrestler back in his day, too. So it kind of goes down by a generation.
And did he motivate you to get into it, or did he kind of just let you do your own thing? Was it kind of your own choice?
When I was younger, it was kind of my own choice. But he would tell me, you know, if you want to play baseball, you can. If you want to play football, you can. But you're going to wrestle, you know. It's kind of that type of situation. So as I got older, wrestling season was got longer, you know. I've been putting more work and time into wrestling, so then those other sports kind of started to fade off. And really just, he was just a big, what's the word for it?
Role model?
Role model, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Okay, so, you know, as I'm thinking, I mean, in my head, what I'm thinking about is, and we talked about it, Rocky. You know, he started out, you're trying to train and get better and better until you finally get to that final stage. We're at that final stage. What kind of music kind of gets you there? Like, kind of gets you motivated and before everything and while you're training and everything like that?
You know, it's just the Eye of the Tiger. That one song, I don't know what it is. It just gets me mentally focused, you know. It lets me have that mentality that I'm going to go out there and win, you know. I'm number one, that kind of mentality.
That's awesome, man. I really appreciate that kind of thinking, especially going into a tournament representing us as a city. All Sports Best is sponsored by Yum Yum Yogurt, Farm Bureau, Bobby Bowen Insurance, and Albertsons Supermarket. I'd like to thank you for your support of the show and the community. So, Mario, are you nervous for this state tournament upcoming?
You know, Trey, I wouldn't say so much nervous, more of a that kind of first date type of nervous, you know, that excited, but yeah, you have the butterflies in your stomach. That's how I feel.
Man, you paint a perfect picture of kind of what the feeling's like. So going into this state tournament, is being ranked number 2 putting more pressure on you, less pressure on you? How do you feel?
The way I see it is I view it as two different ways, you know. Number 2 or being ranked number 2 is just a number, you know. There's a if you don't go out there and wrestle, you can get beat by somebody that's not even ranked. So you just got to stay humble. And another thing, too, having that number 2 by my name kind of fuels me, you know, wanting to be number 1. That's how I view it.
So ultimately, going up to the state tournament, you guys want to win a team championship. You also want to win one individually. So with that being said, let's go a little bit into the future and say, hey, you know what? You won. We're successful. What's the meal you have afterwards?
The meal would probably have to be a green chili burger.
Where would that be from?
You know, it's kind of cheesy, but from Sonic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. Interesting. That's my favorite right there, with a large sweet tea with vanilla and cream.
And then do you go as a team? Do you think that you guys have like a solid like after party type of thing to where you guys get to finally, because I know that you guys eat really healthy, right?
Yes, sir.
So what are some of the things you stay away from that maybe you would jump back into?
Cokes, candy, and you know, a lot of junk food. Our coach tells us to drink water, Pedialyte, eat healthy. You know, the better you eat, the better you wrestle. That's what he tells us.
So how does he keep you guys away from that and like make sure that you guys aren't doing what you're not supposed to? Does he kind of just trust you?
I wouldn't say it's not so much trust. Well, it is trust, but he already knows us. He already knows that we're disciplined enough to stay away from those types of foods.
Do you have any cool stories from the bus, any kind of trips that you remember specifically that you might want to share?
Well, there's been a few, but I would have to say probably coming back from the APS, the Albuquerque invite, whenever we won the that tournament, man, I would never forget that, my look, or Coach Acido's look on his face. You know, it was just like it was hard to describe, but you know, he was proud of us, and you know, and we did it for him, because we did it for ourselves too, but we mainly did it for him, because he puts in a lot of time and a lot of effort with us, you know, and he deserves some stuff.
I know that he described what you guys have as a wall of fame in your wrestling room. What does it take to get onto that wall of fame? And is it something that you've always looked forward to doing?
Oh, definitely. I would love to be up there, but I think you would have to be an excellent wrestler. You would have to have more than, I think, two or three state titles and do some big stuff in college.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give before we have to go?
I'd just like to say good luck to the whole wrestling team. You know, just we need to wrestle our heart out, and that's really it, man.
All righty. Well, thank you for being on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.